Vande Guru Nisham, Vande Guru Ishavaktan, Isham Ishavatarakan, Tatprakashamscha, Tatshakti, Krishna Chaitanya Sambhava. Krishna Chaitanya is Krishna. That was observed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He composed 100 verses praising the glory of Lord Chaitanya. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was playing the part of a devotee. He told us the sloka, because this is not for me. That was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's humbleness. But the devotees know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anna. Radha Krishna combination of Sri Chaitanya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means Radha and Krishna combined. In the beginning, there is Krishna, and then Krishna divided into two, Radha and Krishna. And then again combined. That is Sri Chaitanya. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikiti Alladini Sakti Asma Sikatmanavati Dehu Vedo Vato Go Chaitanya Prakatamadana Tad Vayam Chaitkama The Goswami Siddhanta that Krishna is one. There is no rival with Krishna. God is one. Eka Brahma Dityana. There cannot be many gods. So, when God, Krishna, wants to enjoy his pleasure potency, that is Radhana. So, he manifests himself. Manifests his energy. His energy and he, there is no difference. Shakti, Shakti Matayo, Abheda. The Shastra says, Shakti and Shakti Mat. When one who possesses the Shakti, Shakti means power, potency, they are equal. There is no difference. Just like the sun. Sun is the powerful. And the sun shines is the power. So, there is heat in the sun and there is heat also in the sunshine. There is light in the sun and there is light in the sunshine also. Therefore, qualitatively, they are one, so far heat and light is concerned. But the temperature of the sun and the temperature of the sunshine may be different. May not actually there is difference. This is the basic principle of all philosophy. Acinta Veda Ved. Acinta means inconceivable. Veda means different and Aveda means non-different. The whole situation, the one is there, God, but he has expanded himself in different ways. Eka Bahushyam. So that is described here. Krishna Chaitanya Sangata. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has expanded himself as Guru. The Guru, the spiritual master, he is also Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tatsad haritena samasta sastrai rupta. In all the sastras, Guru is accepted as Krishna. Sapsad haritena. Sapsad means direct. Just like you offer your devotion, respects to Guru. So that respect is offered to Krishna. Guru also does not think himself that he is Krishna, but he collects the devotional services of the disciples to offer to Krishna. This is the problem. We cannot approach Krishna directly. We should approach through Guru. Tasmād Gurum Prabhadrita Jignyāsu Sreyautama. There is a mention of the sattva. The one should approach the Guru who can transfer the service from the disciple to the Supreme Person. So, therefore, the first offering is Guru. Bandhi Guru. Then Guru creates many devotees. Guru's business is to canvass on behalf of Supreme Lord. That is Guru's business. Krishna says, Sarva dharmān paritrajya māmitam sarvam bhaja. So, you give up all material energy. Sarva dharmān means in the material world we have created so many so-called duties. This is our material disease. People are interested in material engagements. And they have created different varieties of engagements. Sociology, communism, thisism, thatism, philanthropism, altruism, internationalism, nationalism, many, many duties they have created. That is all material. Krishna, out of his causeless mercy, does the children. Out of his causeless mercy, he comes, he descends. Jada jada hi dharma sab jnani khoti bhaal. Jnani, this is glad. Human life is meant for one thing, athāta brahma jignāsa. To inquire about the Supreme Absolute Truth. But in Islam, doing that, we have created so many isms. That is their misfortune. Real business is tathātva brahma-jignyāsa. This human life, nature gives us the opportunity to inquire about the absolute truth. We have got the intelligence. The cats and dogs, they have no intelligence to inquire about the absolute truth. The trees, the plants, the aquatic, the animals, the bees, the uncivilized man, so many, 8,400,000 forms and species of life. Out of that, the civilized man, the Aryans, Arya. Arya means the person who has got godly qualifications. This is the meaning of Arya. Aryan, advanced. Aryan does not mean godless society. They are non-Aryan. Real Aryan means, because we are part and parcel of God, naturally we have got, in minor quantities, the qualities of God. That is natural. But on account of our material association, those qualifications are covered by upadhi, by various designations. This is our material disease. Material disease means, just like a gold is covered by dirty things. Similarly, we are actually gold. Because part and parcel of Krishna, we are small Krishna, very small, but we are also the same quality, but it is covered. This is our deal. And this covering are going on in different means, socialism, communism, and this is global. Indian, I'm American, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm white, I'm black. These are all divisions. So it is the business of the Guru to clear up this divisions. Therefore, Bandi Guru, Kisho, Guru, first offering, because he is the agent of Krishna. Krishna says that you give up all this designating dharma. Take to real sarva dharma and parispajya mam ego. That is your real being. But even Krishna does not say, but this Krishna does not force. Even upon the request of Krishna, we do not give up our duty. This is the difficulty. Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇam. When nobody practically except the Pāṇḍavas and few other devotees, nobody took it seriously. And what to speak of now? We are talking of Bhagavad Gita, scholars of Bhagavad Gita, but without Krishna. That is everything. This demands that preaching Bhagavad Gita without Krishna. Nobody preaches about Krishna. Nobody says what Krishna wants. Sarva-dharmān parityajya Krishna wants it. But they are misinterpreting in different ways and diverting the attention of the people most foolishly. But in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is the center. So this is why, you know, you are coming on from foreign countries. Bhagavad Gita is popular in your country. At least some of the scholars and theosophists and theologies going on for the last 100 years, at least. But nobody understood Krishna. That is it. Now, for the last, say, 5 or 10 years, because we are presenting Krishna as it is, it has become very easy for you to accept it. Unadulterated Krishna. Before this, everything was presented adulterated. Therefore, there was no effect. So, if you push on this movement, unadulterated Krishna, it will go. It will go on. And as soon as you adulterate Krishna, it will not. It will not be effective. You may be a very good scholar, or very good politician, or this or that, but you will never understand what is Krishna. Naham prakasa sarvastu yuga maya samasri. If you want to pollute Krishna, Krishna will never be revealed to you. Sevan maki jivhāda uttāvai vasu. So, by the grace of Krishna, you have taken the shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. It is great fortune for you. So, do not adulterate Krishna. That is my wish. Try to understand Krishna. And to understand Krishna, the Krishna himself, thought that was also difficult. Then Krishna, as Krishna Chaitanya teaching us how to approach Krishna. That is Chaitanya Chaitanya. Chaitanya means spiritual, living. And Charitra means character. So Chaitanya Chaitanya means that the supreme living force, Krishna. The living force is Krishna. Therefore we contradict the so-called scientific theory that life has come from chemicals, matter. No. We are trying our best, we are engaged. Our scientist students, one student has already written one small book, The Scientific Basis of Krishna Consciousness, and we are going to publish another book. I have given instruction to the scientist students. What is the heading of that? Yes, life comes from life. That is the fact. These modern scientific, so-called scientific theory that matter, life comes from matter, that is not fact. Because our original person, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava. Aham, this aham word is applicable to a person. And person means living. So Chaitanya Chaitanya means that living force. He is a person. And he is charitra. He is characteristic. This is Chaitanya. And that is amrita. Amrita means not dead matter. Mrita means dead. And amrita means not dead, living force. So, he is living force, his characteristics are also living force, and they are, because living force, they are amrita. Na hannate hannamane sarire. We have got experience, what is living force and what is dead matter. That we have got experience. That is further explained by Krishna. The living force means na hannate hannamane sarire, na jayate, na mriyate kadasi. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. The living force is not finished even after the annihilation of this body. Very nice statement by Krishna. We can understand in life when we are alive, the body is moving, we can understand what is living force. And we can understand further when the body does not move. That depends why the body was moving and why the body is not now moving. If we simply study this difference of position, we can understand what is living force. It is not very difficult. Simply we have to understand now this living force is gone out of this body, therefore the body is no longer moving and it is a dead man. So this Caitanya Charitamrita means we are talking of the living force, not of the dead man. We should always remember. So the Guru belongs to that living force. That's Isha. Isha means controller. Everyone, that living force. Gurun, Isha, Isha Bhaktar. Isha Bhaktar and Isham. So they are all living force. The Lord, His devotee, His representative, everyone, they belong to the spiritual platform, living force. Caitanya Sangatam. Caitanya means living. That personification of all living forces is Krishna Caitanya. Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu. People mistake Krishna Caitanya Mahaprabhu because by misfortune they understand Krishna Caitanya as a devotee or just like so-called sadhu, a yogi like that. That is mistake. Krishna Caitanya means the original living force, Krishna. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he understood him. Srila Rupa Goswami, he understood him. Similarly, the followers of Rupa Goswami, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and all the Goswamis, they will understand Krishna Caitanya Mahaprabhu, and one who understands or follows the path enunciated by Krishna Caitanya Mahaprabhu, for them Krishna is very easily obtained. This is called Caitanya Charitam. If you follow Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Caitanya Mahaprabhu mission is described by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Sri Krishna Caitanya Sarira Dhar. Purana Purusha. I just not forget it. Vaira, yes. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yogam. Sikhatham Eka Purusha Purana. Sri Krishna Caitanya Sarira Dhari Kipam Bhudeja Tamaham. So Sri Krishna Caitanya is the same Krishna, Purana Purusha. Adam Purana Purusha. Purana Purusha means Krishna, the original personality of God. Very old. Purana means very old. Vairagya Vidya Shikshartham. Because we are suffering here on account of so many dizziness. So Sri Krishna Caitanya Mahaprabhu came to purify us from all these nonsense dizziness. That is called Vairagya. Raga means attachment. So, and Vairagya, this false attachment we have to give. That is practically being manifested by practical life, how to love Krishna, how to approach him. That is the characteristic of Sri Krishna Caitanya Mahaprabhu. Therefore he is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, Krishna Varnam Pita Krishna. Krishna Varnam, he belongs to the same category, Krishna, or he is describing Krishna always. His only business is to describe Krishna. But his complex act is not Krishna, Akrishna. Akrishna, then Akrishna means white, because Krishna had many colors. One of the colors was Pita, golden avatar. So, Pita Krishna Sanga Panga Kapasadam. This Sanga Panga Kapasadam is described here, that Guru, Isham, Isha Bhaktan, Isha Avataratan, Tatrata Kansa, Tat Shakti. This is Sanga Panga. So, study the Chaitanya Chaitamrita. Now we have got this English edition very elaborately described, following the footsteps of our Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Prabhupada. There is no such edition of Chaitanya Chaitamrita, very elaborately described, but it can be understood by the advanced students. It can be, at first then anyone who can become advanced. Advanced means at least one should understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. If you simply understand these two words, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God, then you are advanced. It is not very difficult. Everything, all Vedic literatures are meant for understanding Krishna. Vedaishtasatvai ahameva vedam. So if you simply understand, what is that understanding? That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. We have written in our Krishna book, Krishna the Supreme Personality. If you become convinced, that your study of Vedas finished. Anyone who understands Krishna, what is an understanding? Krishna says, Matta Paradaram Nanna Sintijasri Dhananja. My dear Arjuna, there is no more superior authority or person or truth than myself. Matta parataram nanya kinchi sakti. These few words, if you simply understand, blindly or openly, it doesn't matter. Because if you touch fire, either blindly or openly, it will act. It will act. It is not that because I have blindly accepted Krishna as a Supreme Person, that will not act. No, it will act. Even if you have accepted Krishna blind, it will act. Because the thing is the same. Either you accept in open eyes or blind. But similarly, if you accept this theory, this is not theory, this is fact, that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. These few words. Then you are advanced. Immediately. Take it from me. That simply this conviction that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Then you are advanced to them in spiritual life. So, all these persons associated with Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Nityananda, Sri Advaita, and Gadadha, and Sivas, all of them, they are one. One in this sense, they are all interested how to put on Krishna consciousness. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is kind, personally, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Srivas, Gadadha, they are trying to help. So, and to approach all these five Supreme Persons, he requires the help of Guru. Therefore, the Guru is offered first the respectful prayer, Vande Guru. Gurun, Bahuvachan, plural number, there are many Gurus, but they are not many, they are one, Guru Tattva. Just like Krishna has many forms, but that does not mean Krishna is different. No, Krishna is one. Similarly, Guru, there may be many Gurus, it doesn't matter. But their philosophy must be one, to teach everyone that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. There may be thousands of Gurus, but the Guru's business is to teach the disciple that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. That is the test of it. If Guru is teaching something as nonsense, then he is not good. Guru na sasyat, satkarma nipuna vitra mantra tantra visharam. A Brahmana is very expert in his business, in Vedic culture, Vedic mantras, tantras. That is the taste of the Brahmana, that he is very learned. So, satkarma nipuna vitra mantra tantra visharam. Visharam is very expert. Avaishnava guru na sasyat. But if he does not know what is Krishna, or if he is not a devotee of Krishna, he cannot become Guru. Shad Vaishnava Sabhachava Guru. But one person who is coming from the family of dog eaters, the dog eaters are considered to be the lowest of the human beings. So, Sapata, Sapata means Sa means dog, and Pata means eater. Or cooker. The Sapata, even a person is coming from the Sapata family, and if he is a Vaishnava, if he is a devotee of Krishna, he can become Guru. On the other side, even born in a Brahmin family and very expert in Vedic ritualistic performances, Mantra Tantra Visharada, he cannot become Guru if he does not understand Krishna. So, therefore, Guru is very important because he has accepted Krishna, Tattva-darshini. He has seen the truth, so therefore Guru is first offered. This is the test of Guru does not become Krishna himself, but he canvasses door to door to induce that you become devotee of Krishna. This is kind of Guru. Vande Guru Nisha. Ishabhava. Then it's a distress. Thank you very much.